On the line with us now is archaeologist Sam Wolf, who excavated Tel Gezer. Thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about the importance of Tel Gezer?
It was an important site in antiquity, of course, being the regional capital of the Shvela, or the foothill region. It appears in many sources, including Egyptian sources, having been destroyed by various Egyptian pharaohs. And in their campaigns to Palestine, it appears in the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible. Especially off-quoted is the story of its connection with King Solomon in First Kings. There's no doubt, viewing the ruins, that it was a major site. It's a large site. It's a site that commands a view both of the Via Maris, and it also is situated where that branches off towards Jerusalem.
The site is a major site, but it's off the road, off the beaten track. Many groups don't go there. People don't really visit. What is there to see there?
Well, it is a national park, but it's a national park where you don't have to pay an admission fee. That is to say, there are paths, there is signage, there's parking. There are no facilities, nor are there any trees, which is a negative point. But in terms of archaeology, there are things there that you can't see anywhere else. For example, the famous Gezer Matzevot, or standing stones, row of stones that nobody really knows what they signify, but there's nothing like it anywhere else.
It's sort of like the Israeli Stonehenge in a way.
Except in a long line and not in a circle, but yes, the monumental, the colossal-sized stones.
And these are dated from before the Israelites, yes?
Correct. They're dated to the Middle Bronze Age, which is the Canaanite period, about 1500 or thereabouts BCE. There's, of course, now the cleaned-out, accessible water system, which was recently renovated by the Parks Authority. There is the so-called Solomonic, or the Iron Age Gate, with the excavations that we conducted next to it, trying to link up that gate to the fortifications and to the ruins in the area of the entrance to the Iron Age city.
Now, Gezer really sort of fades away from history after the 7th century BC, right? Does anyone live there after that?
There are some remains, but meager, from the Persian period. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of a renovation in the time of the Hasmoneans. But after that, there is no real, there are no Roman or Byzantine or Arabic ruins, which is a plus for archaeologists because we don't have destructive activities from those periods penetrating into the earlier periods. What's the minus for archaeologists is that the site was excavated in the early 1900s by an archaeologist named McAllister, a British archaeologist, and he dug, or destroyed, some might say, about 60% of the site.
Really?
So whereas we didn't have the Romans and the Byzantines and the Arabs destroying the site, we had an excavator in 19-aught, whatever, destroying much of it.
Now, how much of the site is yet to be explored and excavated?
Well, we thought that McAllister excavated about 60%. We still think he did, but in our area, he did begin to excavate, but much to our surprise and happiness, he didn't go to bedrock. So after a couple of seasons of removing debris from his excavations, we uncovered significant remains which date to the Iron Age. And because of those remains, we can now say something about the probable date of the Iron Age gate, which has been under dispute. Some think it's Solomonic, as per Yadin and others.
Exactly.
Some think that it's 100 years after Solomon, and it seems to us now, as a result of our excavations, not of the gate, but rather of what goes with the gate, that it has to be 10th century, we don't know if Solomon actually visited the site, but it was in the reign of
That would
Solomon.
Be similar to the gates in maybe Megiddo or in Hatzor.
Exactly, and that was the discovery that Yigal Yadin made back in the 60s where he excavated at Megiddo and Hazor, and then he looked at the plans of McAllister, and he saw that what McAllister called a Maccabean castle was actually half of an Iron Age gate, almost identical to those at Megiddo and Hazor. And then he put that together with First Kings and said, well, it must be Solomonic. And that's been the paradigm up until now, up until those who claim that it's not 10th century or Solomonic, but rather 9th century.
Mm-hmm.
And now we think we can put that story to rest.
So, you know, even though we had a fire that kind of destroyed the shrubbery around it, most of the things have been preserved because they're made out of stone and earth, right?
Correct. I was reading all the reports yesterday about the tragedy, and you have to put things in perspective. No one was hurt and no homes were destroyed, and that's the most important thing. And the ruins were not really affected. The site has been burned before, but didn't seem to make the media, but this time it did. But the ruins themselves, it won't be, let's say, nice to walk around for another couple of weeks because it'll be a bit charred and perhaps smelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at many sites, fires give archaeologists the opportunity to discover things that aren't visible on the surface. At Gezer, this is not the case so much because McAllister changed the surface so much that there's nothing original to see there, other than perhaps the fortifications, which is why we may be going back in a few days or whenever we're allowed to with a drone to see if we can see the fortifications better than before.